Ever feel like planning a trip is almost as fun as taking it? Hotel comparisons, restaurant reservations, a perfectly timed itinerary. What if your love of planning travel could actually become a source of income? As a Fora advisor, it can. Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan travel and help others travel well. With best-in-class training, powerful booking tech, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider knowledge, you can confidently build your own travel business on your terms, from anywhere. Every hotel, cruise, and experience you book earns you commission. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred travel partners from iconic brands to boutique gems, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout. The kind of elevated travel experiences most travelers never get. Now's the time to turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling business with Fora. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/advisor. That's foratravel.com/advisor.
In this scene, Audrina and Heidi are joking about this guy being named Dan. Heidi's like, maybe he wants you to call him Dan the Man. I said I would really honestly throw up in my mouth if some guy wanted me to call him Dan the Man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Millennial TV. We are Adrian, Candace, and Liz, and we are your hosts of the Millennial TV podcast. Today, we are going to talk about The Hill, Season 1, Episode 5, titled Jason's Birthday, which is so fun because we get to see Jason again. If you're brand new to our pod, we've covered Seasons 1 to 3 of Laguna, so go back and listen. And if you're interested, please follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV. Or email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That's millennial, T-E-A-V. And I think we're also on the TikTok. If it hasn't got banned from the U.S. yet, please follow us. but if you're girly listening from Canada, we are safe. Okay. But before we get started today, we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions, like a very watered down version. We did a whole thing last year, which is really fun, but we know we're already in February at this point, so we forgot to do it earlier this year, so we're going to do it now. So we're going to go around and share one personal related, one podcast related, and then actually who our Dream Hills interview would be with, like which cast member we really want to interview.
Life goal. Wow, I don't think I've told you guys this, but we're like wanting to move into like a house.
Ooh, exciting.
Pretty soon. And we're probably gonna not be in Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh.
We're thinking about Ohio. So I guess that's one of my goals, is to kind of not be in Pennsylvania for 2026. I mean, it probably won't be next, it'll probably still be this year that we move, but like settled and, you know, whatever. We're like looking at houses and stuff, and we're just trying to do something different. So
exciting.
Yeah, we just kind of made this plan, so it's tentative, obviously. But yeah, Ohio is looking Cincinnati to be.
Okay. Why Ohio?
Because it's kind of close to here. It's not crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's close to Nashville, and we didn't want to live in Nashville because it's really expensive, but we wanted to be closer to it for concerts and stuff. Honestly.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a drive. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking Cincinnati, but it, again, it might change, but it's exciting. And yeah. I've never like looked at houses before seriously trying to purchase one, so it's really interesting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, but that's probably my main goal, is to get my ish together for that.
Is that further east, by the way? I have no idea U.S. geography.
It's technically the Midwest, I'd
say. Yeah, yeah. It's like a cluster. Michigan. Like, it's like Pennsylvania, like the Virginias, and then, like, it's all, like, right. Like, so we weren't, like, thinking of going West Coast because everything is just so expensive over that way. And as much as I love California, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can I make a request? If you move to Ohio, you have to go to Lima and you have to go to McKinley High.
Okay, I can do that for you. Absolutely. I will dress like Rachel Berry, and I will
sing. You've got to sing too, because you have the pipes for it. So
I will sing a Rachel Berry classic I don't know what yet, but we're going to do it. Absolutely.
Rain on my parade.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Can you imagine me, like, running through the halls of that high school singing Don't Rain on My Parade? Because I can imagine it. So that's a personal goal. But for the podcast, I want to grow. Like, I just want to get more people listening and just being able to, like, share the love of reality TV with other people. I think it would be so awesome for us to meet in person for the first time and have a live podcast recording. I think that would be really, really cool. I think we're doing really well in terms of growing and expanding, and I would love to keep going with that. I don't know, I'm proud of our little podcast, but I think we could go big.
For sure.
Agreed.
Yes.
And then Dream Hills cast member that I'd love to interview. Obviously the biggies, right? Lauren, Audrina, Heidi. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
You forgot Whitney.
Oh, Whitney. Also amazing. Yeah. I know. You guys love her so much, and I don't think of her as, like, a main.
The biggie, and I didn't hear her name.
I know. Hello. So I'm sorry. Lauren, Audrina, Heidi, and Whitney would be amazing. But I always say Stacy the bartender because I just think my she's God. Awesome. Yes. I know. I just think she's awesome. Or even Jade, Brody's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. She would be so good.
I would love to interview her, too, because I think she'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, I'll go next. So personal, it's kind of, like, vague, I guess, but we're going to try to, like, budget better. We desperately need to get a new car, a new family car. And so there's that. So it's like we have like a couple of like bigger purchases we want to make this year. And then we have a couple of like trips coming up. So I'd say just being more like aware of our monthly spending on like eating out and, you know, just like stuff, like buying stuff on Amazon, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Of like, do I really need this right now? So yeah, I'd say the main goal is to get a new car. When we went to Idlewild, because my mom and stepdad came with us, and our car right now doesn't fit six people. And so we rented a car, and we rented, oh gosh, I can't remember what it was, but it was a minivan, and it was like a fancy new minivan. And we've been saying we wanted to get an SUV like for a while, and now we're both like, let's get a minivan instead. Because it was so nice. Yeah, that's definitely in the books for hopefully the next month or two. We'll see.
Exciting.
Yeah. And then for the podcast, I mean, I agree with everything that Candace said. I specifically would like to grow our YouTube channel because I do all the video editing and whatnot, which, by the way, this is a video episode. I don't think we mentioned that. So if you're listening, come watch us.
And subscribe to us, please.
And subscribe, please. That's what we need, is more subscribers. So yeah, but it's been really fun doing like different things with our video episodes, like just trying out different styles of editing, trying out different things like using clips from the show and stuff like that. So I just kind of want to do more creative stuff with that, you know, as I'm able to. And then for a guest, I would want to talk to Heidi's mom. I think that would be really good.
Darla. That's a good one. Yes. Darlene.
I think it would be cool
Darlene.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be cool to obviously talk to her about Heidi, but just to get like an older person's perspective from how the show was done and everything. And like, what was that like for like your child to be doing this sort of thing?
I want her true feelings on Spencer.
Yeah, that too.
I wonder if they have a good relationship today.
I'm sure that they do. I mean, I think most of that was...
I would at least hope it's better.
I think most of that was for show, honestly.
Yeah.
I hope... I mean, okay, I think it was, like, muddled at the time, what was for show and what was, like, real. But I hope that they've since been, like, we played all of that up for the camera and we're, like, I hope normal.
You guys, I'm not trying to get off topic here, but I have to... So I was on TikTok the other night and, like, scrolling, and a Hill scene popped up that I, like, completely forgot existed, and it was that scene in the later seasons where Stephanie Pratt walks up to Spencer at the party and she's crying and he like completely freaks out and he's like, I got crying sisters in front of me. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot how absolutely unhinged he was. Like, I forgot. And then I was just like, I'm so excited to like get to that stuff because mm-hmm. it was so unhinged. The show completely turned into something else. Like,
yes.
He's anyways, crazy. I just had to like bring that up because I got crying sisters in front of me. When she popped out of my mother, I said, ah!
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I did too.
Oh my God, I was losing it. I was like, I completely forgot this existed. God.
As crazy as he was, he really brought us a lot of great moments. Like, oh I can't gosh. Wait to go through them again.
I love
but
the
like,
crystals.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that's what my boyfriend says crystals. All the time.
Yeah.
So, like, he wants to come on, but he's like, I'm waiting for the crystals. Yeah. I'm like, yes. Dude.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite scenes is when he's doing the crystals on his forehead and the one guy's just like, dude, you've lost it. And he's like, he can't even keep it together because it's so ridiculous. He's like, you've absolutely lost it, dude. I don't even like know what's happening right now. That was just primetime reality TV right there. Anyways, sorry. Back to topic.
For my personal goal, so I have been dabbling a little bit in like voice acting. So I would really love to like do a full like demo reel this year and then hopefully like pursue that on the side because I think that that's been so fun and that's been a very like fun creative outlet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to do that. And then in terms of the podcast, like Candace said, just continue to grow because honestly, I feel like the people that find our podcasts really, like, we've heard from a lot of you guys and you really do enjoy it and you binge it in like a week or something, a few days because you love the content so much. So I think it's just about like reaching more people so mm-hmm. that they actually like hear us.
Yes.
To grow. Yeah.
So share with your friends.
Yes. Share with your friends, whoever you think will enjoy this. And I'll put this out there as a manifestation to one day monetize, like something, to at least be able to like pay off like whatever we're subscribed to of like the editing or like the
our
recording.
Monthly payments, yeah.
Yeah, like we're all mm-hmm. doing this because we love it so much and we really do like we enjoy it. We just talked about it before we started, but we show up every single week. We work so well together. We're like dedicated to this, but it would be so nice for the podcast to like pay itself off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to put that out there. Manifest.
Yes.
If anybody wants to donate, we'll drop our Venmos. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. But maybe, well, we always talk about like, can we do like Patreons for like, mm-hmm. you know, seasons that like people haven't like watched before or like series and stuff like that. So we're definitely dabbling. But if you're listening to this and you're at all interested, please drop us a message. We would love to hear your ideas of what you would love to hear or if you're even interested in subscribing if we do one. And then for a dream cast member interview, it's got to be Whitney for me, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even love her this much when I watched The Hills, but after like watching her YouTube and all of that stuff, I'm like, I really vibe with Whitney.
Surprise. Surprise. Adrian loves Whitney Port. I think she's so boring, but like I, you know, whatever works for you guys.
She's so normal.
She is. She's very yes. normal. And I think that's why I don't gravitate towards her because I'm like, I need drama. I need like some, give me something, you know, something.
Good one. That's actually a great segue back into the episode now because Whitney does give us a little something. In this episode. So in our previously on, Lauren recaps that Jason had gotten back into her life and she was happy about it. Who wasn't as thrilled was Heidi, who didn't want to see her friend hurt again, but too bad because her boyfriend Jordan had also become friends with Jason at this time. And then Lauren says that Audrina had hooked up with Brian, but she was keeping her options open. Oh, Lauren was keeping her options open as to what to do for Jason's birthday.
Wait, I thought she meant Audrina is keeping her options open.
Oh, I thought Lauren was saying, like, she didn't know what she wanted to do for Jason's birthday.
Maybe, but I have poor Brian. So I'm thinking, I thought it was Audrina's keeping her options open.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, because I started seeing Lauren at the golf store, and I was like,
yeah.
Are we talking about now?
Yeah, and I wondered, so she said that Jason and Jordan were like fast friends or whatever, but I wondered if they were friends prior to him getting back together with Lauren, like specifically Jordan and Jason. Like, yeah. Yeah. So.
Or at least from what Brian told us in his interview, maybe it all kind of happened at once because Talon like introduced everyone together. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this first scene, Lauren pulls up to a golf store to get golf clubs for Jason's birthday. Lauren looks around and asks, why are they so much money? Oh, and she's here shopping with Heidi.
The little BMW makes an appearance and as they're pulling into the parking lot. And I freaking love that BMW. It is so cute. Lauren looks so cute driving it. Like, I want that little convertible BMW. Just like I wanted Lowe's white Audi A4 that she got for her high school graduation because she looks so cute in it.
That was cute.
Yeah, so I don't know. This BMW has a hold on me. I just have to say that. It looked really good.
Lauren looks at a pair of golf clubs and she goes, these ones are so pretty. And I caught a glimpse of the price tag of one of them and they were $699.99
each.
Oh, my. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each club?
I think so, for just one. That's what it looked like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember thinking how much she spent on golf clubs for a guy she just got back together with that cheated on her is insane. Like, insane. But did you guys peep her Chanel bag in this scene?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. That's the classic Chanel bag.
But isn't that the gift that Jason gave her for Christmas?
It looked like it.
It looked like the same bag. Yeah. And I literally thought that. And I was like, it can't be. Because this is like, but when is Jason's birthday? Can we look that up?
Yeah.
When is Jason Waller's birthday? Oh my God. It said sober day. January 11th. So yeah, she already had it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We're freaking duped.
Yeah. That's so weird that they would flip-flop the episodes like that.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
So she was carrying around her Christmas present already.
Because I guess they've got to show them, like, really in love at this time, whereas they just fought after New Year's. That's but, oh, my true. God. That is good, Candace. That is good.
That was a good catch, yeah.
Right here. It's all up here.
So they talk about when to give Jason the golf clubs because they're going to Blowfish for dinner and she doesn't want to bring the golf clubs to the restaurant. So they have to figure out a plan of when they should give him his gift. Then we see Whitney at the Teen Vogue offices in their office closet and she says, jeans are addicting.
With cotton in her mouth.
And Lauren asks if Whitney's working tomorrow, and she tells her she's working Wednesday and Friday. And Lauren tells her that Wednesday is Jason's birthday. Whitney asks if she has to plan something, and then Lisa Love and Gloria, a fashion editor, walks in and tells them there's a big shoot on Wednesday and asks what their schedules look like. Whitney says she has a class on Wednesday, so she can't go to the shoot. And since Lauren is the only one here, Lauren's got to be the assistant for the shoot. Tell her that they're counting on her to help the shoot run smoothly. And Lauren could not look more uncomfortable throughout this conversation.
She's like, wait, Wednesday?
It's I know.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I have to be here Wednesday? Like, she repeated it, like, four times. I'm like, poor Lauren. She was really hoping.
She looks constipated by the end, you know?
I will say, her hair in this scene, it's just a messy pony, but it ends up looking so chic, like, with her big snakeskin headband. I'm like, I cannot with how much I'm still, like, obsessed with her. Like, her fashion and the way she carries herself, like, was just... Like, I wanted to be that.
Mm-hmm. Just peel off her skin and put it on you.
Yes, like, I just... She was the original Taylor Swift. Like...
Oh, my gosh.
The Lauren Conrad life, I didn't choose it. It chose me, you know?
And oh, that's funny.
She just always looks so put together. And I want... Like, who doesn't want people to look at you and be like, she always looks so put together? Even when she doesn't try. Like, that's what every girl wants, right? And she did it so flawlessly.
And that black snakeskin headband literally makes an appearance in almost every single episode so far.
Yes. I know.
I do kind of love it, though, because it's real.
Headband. It's a good headband.
And when you love something, you wear it every opportunity you get.
And these girls had to be, like, self-conscious about wearing things more than once on camera, because I'm sure MTV mm-hmm. was like, nope, you wore that 2 episodes ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, it's my favorite comfy t-shirt right now. Deal.
Once Lisa, Love, and Gloria leave, Lauren moans to Whitney about how it's Jason's birthday on Wednesday, because now it sounds like she's going to have to work on that day.
Oh, no.
I feel like, yeah, that sucks for Lauren, but also, like, his birthday's on a Wednesday. Like, you know, it's not like it's on a Saturday and they're like, you have to come in on Saturday.
I think that they got their schedules, like, inconsistent, because she says, like, do you know what you're working this week? I don't think they knew until...
Like, they didn't have their schedules.
Yeah,
yet.
So yeah. She was, like, hoping that she would have
maybe
Wednesday
off.
Maybe
she normally got Wednesdays off or something. Yeah.
Okay, she was definitely, like, Jason's birthday's on Wednesday, and the producers are like, uh-huh.
That's what I was wondering, too.
Well, and then I was laughing because they're like, Whitney, what do you have going on Wednesday? And she's like, I have class at noon. They're like, okay, so she cannot... be there at all.
They make it very clear.
I know, like, because she has class at noon for an hour. She cannot be at the shoot at
all. Yeah, why couldn't she come afterwards?
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, Lauren, I'll come cover you. You know what I mean? Like, home when I'm done with class.
The next, we see Heidi and Audrina at the Hillside Villas poolside, and they are chatting about a new guy that Audrina is going on a date with. Heidi asks what's happening with Brian, and Audrina says that they hung out but never took it to the next level. Okay, so when this conversation was happening, I thought Heidi and Audrina were going on a double date, but then Heidi said that they have to come up with a signal so that she knows if the date isn't going well. Mm-hmm. And very cute scene between these two girls. I wrote down, though, that all I could see in the scene were thin lips. Thin lips everywhere. But I also think I'm so warm. Like, not that that's a bad thing. It's just, like, so different from today, because today everyone's lips are too plump.
Yes.
I used to get made fun of for having big lips, I just want to say. And now everybody, like, uses lip plumper.
Oh, my God. They fill it, like, beyond
I know
what
I
they mean, should.
Too much. Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got made fun of for that, so.
Aww.
I know. But I will say, in this scene, Audrina and Heidi are joking about this guy being named Dan. Heidi's like, maybe he wants you to call him Dan the Man. And I said I would really honestly throw up in my mouth if some guy wanted me to call him Dan the Man.
Then we get a shot of Jason entering Lauren's apartment, and she's dressed, like, so casually. She's in this, like, white jacket and the black headband that we've seen a million times, and hair in a ponytail.
She's perfect.
But it's so refreshing to see people dressed normally, like, not dolled up, and not even, like, glam casual. She was truly, like, casual.
Yes. Lauren and Heidi do have a lot of scenes where they're just completely cash, what you would normally see, like, a 19, 20-year-old wearing. But then I think about shows like The Kardashians, and, like, even in their early days, they were always glammed up, you know? And
yeah, so, like, they wanted to be famous.
Yes, yeah. And I feel like these girls, like, didn't.
Just a different vibe.
Yeah. And I just actually saw a clip the other day. Courtney was like, I don't want to film because I don't want to get glam. And she's looking in the mirror and has a face full of makeup on. And I'm thinking, how much more glam do you need just to film inside your house?
Yeah.
And Chloe's like, well, then don't glam. And she's like, oh, no, I can't film without getting glam. And I'm like, you literally have a full face of makeup on right now. I was very confused. So, like, what more glam do you need? And these girls just, they didn't even have a glam team. They were doing their own makeup. Like, you know,
that would be awful to like have to do that every single day, where, you know, people are at your house.
I'd be like, get out, I'm not filming.
And they say they sit there for like 2-3 hours getting glam done every single morning.
That's crazy.
I guess glam is like the whole shebang, like the bronzer and the, you know,
like
whatever,
baking and everything.
Like, I could not do that every day. No way. Jose.
I might, if it means I get to be famous. In the this scene with Jason, Lauren definitely lights up when he's around. She, like, gets this, like, glow, I feel like, or, like, excitedness that you don't see when she's with Heidi, especially. But she tells Jason about how she has to work on Wednesday on his birthday, and Jason isn't really, like, mad or anything, but he is disappointed, but tries not to make a big deal out of it. But Lauren's just, like, very guilty about it.
He could still be less of a dick about it, though. I still feel like he was kind of like, whatever. I guess you have to work on my birthday. Like, how old are you? Like, sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes people have to work on people's birthdays. It's going to be okay. You can see her at, like, 7 o'clock when she gets off. It's okay.
She wasn't even saying, like, I can't come and see you at all. It was just like, I can't spend the day with you.
His birthday's on a Wednesday. They could go out on Friday and celebrate. Like, come on, guys.
She was, like, trying to gently break it to him. Something about it, like, I don't want to get too deep or weird or anything, but something about it gave, like, she was afraid he was going to fly off the handle.
I felt the same
and
way.
I didn't like it. It made me uncomfortable. Just the way that she was like, so
guilty.
Yeah.
Like, she, being so weird about it.
Like, instead of being like, hey, baby, I'm so sorry, but I, you know, I have to work on it. It was like this really, like, she was terrified and she was doing it on camera, which is like, that's concerning. So she thought he was going to, like, freak out on camera. I just felt uncomfortable by that. But Jason,
the same.
Yeah. Jason in his polo was so of the times, though. Did you guys see that white polo with the alligator?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is very, very of the times.
And his hair was really fluffy in this scene. It was, like, very poofy. I don't know. That was my one note I wrote was, Jason looks fluffy.
Aww. You know,
the drunker Jason gets, the fluffier his hair gets. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. Oh, my God. Gosh. Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You'll be like, wow, I didn't even see that before.
Okay, we've got to watch. Yeah. So next we have Audrina in her apartment using a landline. And duh, I know that we had landlines at this time, but it's so jarring to see her, like, physically holding one. Mm-hmm. And she's on the phone with Heidi when her date, Danny, knocks on her door. And I noted that he has, like, major surfer hair. They get in his car and she asks why he moved to LA, and he said he came here to try to act and model. Audrina asks him how the beach was today, and he's like, the beach? I live at the beach. Did I say I was going to the beach? I must have lied. That's amazing.
Okay. Listen. My note for this is, who is this absolute weirdo? He is giving weirdo vibes. Why are we admitting we already lied? I hate this Dan the man.
He's giving, like, psychopath to begin with.
He is.
I was just like, who are you? Who is this?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And poor Audrina is, like, in the passenger seat just looking like, what the fuck is going on? I feel for her because this is only, like, the first 5 minutes, and I would be like, get me out of here. But thank God that she had a camera crew with her on a date with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has receipts as to how awful he was.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have anything for this Dan the man. Like, he was so weird.
He has no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
No. Loved Audrina's cami and low-rise jeans that she was wearing. That was cute.
Oh, I loved
her
outfit.
She so hot.
Yeah,
she looked really cute here. Yeah.
So they drive up to El Coyote restaurant, and they sit in a booth.
Can I tell you guys about El Coyote real quick? Okay. So El Coyote is a pretty famous restaurant in L.A. We've eaten there, like, a handful of times, but it's mainly famous because it was the restaurant that Sharon Tate and her group of friends, it was the last place that they ate before they went home and then were murdered by the Charles Manson people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah. And so it's funny because we actually just recently rewatched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and they go to the restaurant and, like, film, you know, like, because, you know, Margot Robbie is Sharon Tate in that movie. And so, like, they did the whole scene and stuff. I thought that was really cool.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's definitely one of those restaurants where, like, you have a pretty good chance of seeing a celebrity, like, eating there. So it's like, you know, you're not going to see a celebrity walking on Hollywood Boulevard, but you might see them at El Coyote. So
nice.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
It's a cool restaurant.
I thought you were going to say, is this, like, the restaurant where Coyote Ugly was filmed at?
No.
Totally off.
No, totally up, yeah.
Okay.
This is just a Mexican restaurant. Yeah.
My my God, Coyote Ugly.
I love that movie.
So many sleepovers where we watch that movie.
So they get in a booth, and then he toasts to an interesting night. And then he starts telling her about a story of a friend in high school that just got brand new tits. And she got too drunk and flashed. Why? Why?
Why is he telling her this? How did it come up in conversation?
Like, you don't get nervous and then start telling this kind of story. Like, I'm like, maybe he's nervous about being on camera and being on this reality show. But, like, just stop yourself.
Immediately, no. Immediately, cover your mouth. I hate him. Immediately get him off my screen.
Then he apologizes, and then he goes, I'm going to check my machine. And then he pulls out his, like, giant cell phone and listens to his voicemail.
Who checks their answering machine in the middle of a date?
Yes. Yeah. And Audrina just sits and stares at him. And she's also clearly, like, confused as to what's happening because he's listening to his entire answering machine at that table. And she asks if he has a lot of messages, and he goes, my agent.
Who is this man? I dislike him so much. He's so weird and awkward. I would be like, if you're just gonna check your messages, I'm just gonna go.
Or go to the bathroom and do that.
Yes, yeah.
Go outside. Like, don't do it at the table. And then the food comes, and Audrina asks when his last relationship was, and he says he's never had one.
Red flag!
And then Audrina's like, brr. And then the phone rings, and she picks it up, and it's Heidi. And Heidi says that if he's really cute and sweet, then say the food is great. Heidi asks, how's the food? And Audrina's like, it's a little greasy. And I laughed so hard. He is such a sleazeball. So that's like such a good description.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get like a tiny little red flag so that when we do video episodes, something happens, I just be like, red flag.
Oh my God. Yes. Ooh, you should. And then Heidi tells her to call them to meet up after the date. And they continue to eat. And then he tells her that the salad's like a party. And then Audrina just like stares at him blankly.
I wonder how she even met this guy. Like, when her and Heidi were talking, they didn't say, right?
No.
Like, where he came from?
Mm-mm. Maybe she met him at her job.
Yeah.
Since he's an actor and a model.
Club or something, yeah.
Like, yeah, you and every other server at Chili's in LA. Yeah.
Then we get Heidi, Jordan, Lauren, and Jason going to a restaurant, and they ask who else is meeting them. And Brian is coming, and then Audrina is also coming from her date, but Brian doesn't know that Audrina just came from a date. And talking to Brian, and our interview with him aired last week, so he said, like, this was filmed months after their initial date, so that's why it doesn't look like he even cares, like, a smidge that she, like, went on this date. But Audrina comes, and they ask her how the date was, and Lauren asks if he was a good guy. And Audrina says that he's genuine. Huh? She's so nice. Audrina's just so nice. But she doesn't know him that well. And Audrina recaps the date, and then Brian just goes, move on. I don't want to hear about it. Then they toast, and then there's random ADR or voiceover being like, let's cheers to Jason's birthday. And then Lauren's like, I have to work.
That was awful ADR. It was like so obvious.
I loved how immediately they're like, don't talk about this date in front of Brian. Brian shows up and they immediately start talking about the date. I'm like, you just said not to talk about it in front of him. I'm like, way to be awkward. And I did notice how Lauren and Jason seemed really happy in this scene together. Mm-hmm. So they must have been having an upswing.
Having a good day.
An up day. Then in the next scene, we're at the Teen Vogue photo shoot, and Lauren shows up in a black long sleeve, capri jeans, and black heels with a scarf as a headband.
So cute!
Yes. And then Jane, a fashion editor, tells Lauren to line up all the shoes and sneakers. She asks her to do them by category, so sneakers, ballet flats, pumps. And then she asks Lauren to steam clothes, which Lauren happily does. And it just made me think that, like, if Heidi was at this job and they were asking her to do all of this, she would be so pissed.
Oh my gosh.
This would be like, beneath her.
She'd be like actually turn on the steamer and stuff.
Yeah.
The clothes for this shoot were like, even for the 2000s, I felt like they were ugly.
Yeah.
I was like not feeling it.
I feel like fashion and magazines are always like a little more out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was just like ugly patterned Vans and weird blazers.
Lauren stands around the shoot with Blaine, who asks if she bought Jason golf clubs. And he asks if she's going to give it to him tonight. And she said that he's golfing right now. And she arranged to have the golf clubs at the golf course, which I think is so sweet of Lauren.
Cute. Yeah. Because she wanted him to be able to use them. Mm-hmm. I loved it. She's so thoughtful.
And then Blaine asks what the plans are tonight. And she says that they're going to have a group dinner tonight.
The nicest I've ever seen Blaine.
Oh my gosh, he gets like progressively nicer. Yeah. As the season goes on. I never really like noticed him that much, but watching it now I'm like, oh, I love him. Like,
yeah,
he's so nice he
is really acting as MTV's like another friend to like ask questions or like tee up scenes, because like I don't think a editor would care to talk to an intern like that. Okay.
About her like dinner plans and stuff.
Then over at the golf course, Jordan asks Jason to check out the trunk to find his gloves. And Jason looks in and obviously sees his present and asks if it's from Jordan. And Jordan's like, no, it's from Lauren.
Why would he think Jordan got him like $1,000 golf gloves? Jordan's mean, like, no.
He wouldn't think that Lauren would be so sweet. Because she's not there at all.
But you, like, know your friend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would.
I guess. And they just got to know each other, too.
Yeah, so. I would be like, there's no way you bought this for me, dude. Unless you stole it. You know?
Jason says he can't believe she bought them. They're Callaways, which I'm guessing is a really good golf brand.
Yeah. It just reminds me of Roger Callaway from It Takes Two. If you know, you know.
The Mary-Kay and Ashley movie?
Yeah, the Mary-Kay and Ashley movie. What other It Takes Two is there? Are you even a 2000s girly? I'm sorry. Kirstie Alley, Mary-Kay and Ashley, and Steve Guttenberg literally should have won a freaking Oscar.
It's so fun.
Yes. It's so good.
It's back on Netflix, and I love watching it today.
It's so good. I have it on freaking DVD because I love it that much, okay?
Aw.
Okay.
And it looks like Lauren didn't just buy one club. She bought a whole damn bag, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how much did she spend on these golf clubs? And he calls her immediately and thanks her for the golf club. And she asks him, do you like them? Then I did good.
She's so cute.
Yeah, which I thought was cute. And Jason really did sound like and look so genuinely like happy to have them. So that was really sweet. Back at the shoot, Lauren has to go around getting people to sign a form to have their names be part of the magazine. And then she starts looking at the clock because time is ticking. Jason's birthday is a-coming. And she starts talking to one of the models and asks if they gave her an end time and tells her about how she has to be at a boyfriend's birthday dinner tonight. And it's really funny because Lauren's not, like, mad, but she is, like, oh, come on, like,
yeah,
we gotta get this over with. I gotta go.
But, like, we've all been there, too. You could totally feel it. Oh, like, yeah. Like, you're just, like, I have something I need to be at. I totally feel her, like, anxiety.
Yeah.
And the model tells her that the shoot is only going till 3 to 4, and Lauren's, like, but I'm gonna have to pack up. And then the model's just, like, I can stay and help you. I'm like, okay.
I thought it was sweet. She's like, I'll stay and help you.
Stop it. She that for camera time, okay?
Okay, sure. But I thought it was sweet.
I thought it was fake. Okay.
I'll stay and help you. I know. Nobody actually means that either. Like,
no.
They want you to be like, no, no, it's okay.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And if she was actually like, oh my God, would you? They'd be like, well, you know, I actually.
Actually, it's my boyfriend's birthday.
I have this thing.
Then over on the golf course, we see Jason, Brian, Jordan hitting some balls. And I have to say, like, these scenes don't bother me as much as they did on Laguna because it genuinely looks like they're having fun and they're not being forced to, like, talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was like a fun little scene.
Mm-hmm. And it was like obviously like real that they were going to play golf because of the birthday present and everything. Mm-hmm. So
Then back at the shoot, Jane tells Lauren to arrange pickup for some clothes or equipment from the shoot and that they'd have to be picked up at 6. And Lauren's like, do I have to be here at 6? And Jane's like, yeah. And then Lauren's just like, okay, without hesitation. Then the pickup man, comes at 6 and we see the clock and Lauren is still sitting there at 6:30. And then Jane walks over and asks if Lauren wants to watch their last shot at the beach. And Lauren asks if they really need her to be there. And Jane says that they're pretty much set, but if she wants to walk over and take it in, she can. And Lauren asks again if they really need her to be there, because if they do, she will be. But if not, she's going. And Jane tells her, well, I thought you'd want to take it in, but if you don't care... And Lauren goes, well, it's my boyfriend's birthday party, so bye.
And Jane's like, okay. Like, no slack. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's, I thought, you mean, you don't have to be there if you don't care. Like, I mean, that's not what I said, but. Yeah.
They're cutting Lauren to, like, look bad, obviously, but I don't think that she's wrong. Like, it would obviously look good if she were staying, but, like, if she did have something to do, she really did. She said yes to doing everything all day. And she said
if they really needed her, she would say.
Yeah.
She offered twice. If they didn't need her, then bye-bye.
Then we see Jason and Lauren in the car going to dinner, and Jason kind of looks stoned in the scene, don't you think?
Yeah, he was acting very weird, I thought.
Like, drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Whole time.
I think so too.
And so different from how he was on the golf course and in other scenes, but like I never noticed before watching it.
You guys have to pay attention, but once it like, okay, Jason during the day is always fine. Jason at night is like a whole different animal. And I think it's because he literally would start
partying like at night.
Yeah.
So they sit in the car and they talk about how much they missed each other, and Jason asks if she wants to go home after dinner, and she says she doesn't know. He tells her that if she wants to go home, she can take his car. Not what you want to hear as a girlfriend. But she asks him where he's going after dinner, and he says he doesn't know. He'll just see how he feels. And then she says that she'll go out with him if he wants to go out, and that she won't be much fun, but she'll go.
Which is a nice, sweet thing for a girlfriend to do on her boyfriend's birthday. He doesn't want her to go. And like, tell. And it's...
You can tell, yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know, I would have been endlessly irritated by this. And I think that Lauren held it together very nice because it was his birthday. But I would have been like, you're a fucking dick. Why? Why do you want to go out? Who are you going with? Who's going to be there?
Yeah.
At that age, though, I always feel like... You feel bad that you can't keep up with the people that are partying. At least I did.
This is why it shocks me that Lauren and Jason were together.
Totally.
Because she's not a partier.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, she does go out, but I don't, like, she doesn't, that's not, like, her thing. It's not, like, how she has fun. And I'm the same way. Like, I was always the party pooper, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in a bar at 2 a.m. I want to go home. So, like, I get it. But I don't think I could have dated somebody who didn't also want to come cuddle in bed with me, you know? Right. So I don't know. He must have been really great during the day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it sounded like it. Like, it sounded like he treated her, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Then we're at Blowfish Sushi, and we see a Kendra, a familiar face from Laguna Beach. I forgot that she was on The Hills. I was, like, kind of excited when I saw her.
Yeah. I know. I had no idea.
I said, oh, wait, hi, Kendra.
Yeah. And there's a pretty big table of people, and then they start eating. Brian stands up, and then he makes a speech for Jason's birthday.
A Talon-level speech.
Yes. Talon at Kristen's birthday party. Yes. Then Audrina starts talking to Brian, and she tells him that she used to work at Hooters, and they all laugh about it. And Lauren's like, you were a Hooters girl? And then Jason stands up, like, randomly and just, like, leaves the table and goes somewhere, and Lauren looks instantly uncomfortable.
Did Jason just leave to do drugs?
That's what I think.
Because that's immediately what I thought. I thought, and I said, that's really awkward. He just immediately leaves. And then he comes back and he's even weirder acting than he was before.
Yeah.
And totally. I never would have picked up on that before. Like, initially watching the show, it wouldn't have even have fazed me that that happened. But now I'm like, oh my God, he was totally like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy to watch in hindsight because I didn't even realize Jason really had a problem. And it's
me neither.
It's so obvious now, but back then I was just like, he's just a regular old douchebag, you know? Like, yeah. I didn't think that there was anything going on. So that was kind of shocking. I was like, oh my God, he totally just left to go do drugs in the bathroom.
Totally.
I mean, I don't know. Allegedly, right? I can't say that that's what he did, but that's what they make it look like he did.
And then Lauren's asking at the table where he went. And then some random guy is like, he don't want to talk to you. He's over you. And then Lauren's like, it happens. And then thankfully Heidi's there to be like, that's a really mean thing to say. And again, love Heidi as a friend. Mm. She stands up for her friends, which I love. And I wish, okay, I don't know if I wish that friendship continued, but I wish that Lauren gave her some of the friendship love that Heidi gave her. Then Jason comes back to the table and he sits on the way opposite end of the table on Kendra's side, by the way. Mm-hmm. And Lauren just death stares down the table. And at one point she says, thank you for not sitting by me. That's cool. And then Jason's talking to some girl and he says he found a place. If you want to come with us, it'll be trouble, which is rude.
Yeah.
When your girlfriend's right there.
Yeah.
And Lauren is just so uncomfortable the whole time. And her and Jason are catching each other's eye from opposite ends of the table. And then he gets up and goes to sit next to Lauren and tells her that he's trying to be friendly to everyone. But it doesn't last very long before someone whisks him away again. And who knows what they're doing when they're away from the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Heidi, being a good best friend, asks if Lauren is doing okay. And Lauren says, no, it's lame that he's not sitting next to me. And then the guy sitting next to Lauren asks if they're fighting. And Lauren says that she's just sitting there and smiling. She's not going to fight with him on his birthday. But he can't treat her like shit and expect her to be sweet to him. And then as the party ends, Jason asks if Lauren is coming. And she says she's not going out. And he's like, okay, bye, baby. Just like that. He's like, bye.
Yeah.
And then outside of the restaurant, we get a glimpse of Kendra and Tyler and Nikki are there,
Tyler and Nikki are there.
It's crazy.
I never noticed that before.
Me neither. In the timeline of Laguna Beach, this would have been when they were filming Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're hanging out together and they're doing their weekend trips to LA to come party with the crew.
Because Tyler and Jason are besties.
Yeah. And did you guys spot Kendra has on a very cute army-looking jacket? Her little short skirt and high black boots. I love an army looking jacket.
That army jacket.
Lauren is standing at the car and Jason asks why she's mad at him. And Lauren tells him that it's his birthday and she's not going to fight with him. He asks why she's mad. She tells him she rushed home for his birthday and to just think about the situation. There's just so much left unsaid in the scene about what's really going on with Jason. And I feel so bad for Lauren because it must be so frustrating and confusing. And then Jason just walks in the opposite direction, gets in a car, and then Lauren is just left standing there with Heidi, Jordan, as they wait for their car to go home. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think of this episode?
The first time that we see Jason already screwing up. Again, The Hills doesn't have filler episodes, really, at this point in the series. So everything is, super integral and important to the storyline. So I thought it was good. I thought it was entertaining. I feel bad for Lauren, obviously. Again, I commend her for being it's your birthday. I'm not going to fight with you. Because I'm that birthday freak that's it's your birthday. Everyone should be nice to you and nobody should fight with you and you should have the best day ever. But then tomorrow we gonna talk about it. I'm totally that person. I think everybody deserves their birthday to just be their birthday. So I commend her for that. But again, in this situation, I don't know if I would have been able to hold myself back.
How about you, Liz?
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good episode. The story just keeps on going, but it was super disappointing to see Jason acting like this already, like immediately. Yeah. So, and again, like noticing stuff now, like even in that last scene of them, he was like slurring his words so much. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like
sad.
Like how you said there's so much left unsaid in this, just with him in general. So it's kind of intense.
It's pretty, okay, not cool or amazing, but like that the scene was so real and like they didn't have a huge giant fight, but there was just like so many looks and like so much tension that you could like feel it in the scene.
You
so
can that tell that good. Lauren was like really irritated, but she was also very aware of the cameras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite outfits?
I liked Lauren's outfit she wore to the photo shoot.
Good one.
I liked Audrina's date outfit.
That's a good one. Audrina always looks so hot.
Yeah, her hair was really cute, too. It was like a messy ponytail, like low with her bangs and everything. Yeah, I thought she looked great.
And y'all already know I love Kendra's little army jacket. I know she's not even the star of the show, but
Kendra
God, I love
3 seconds.
An army jacket.
And Adrian's like, the army jacket? Kendra?
With the little mini skirt and like thigh-high boots. I love that look.
No.
Yes.
Okay, fine. It would look cute on you.
It's like basically what Ariana Grande wore for like a year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That era of her where she just wore like big jackets with the thigh-high boots. Because she bought thigh-high boots, I also bought thigh-high boots.
Yeah, it was her era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any favorite moments?
Audrina's horrible date.
Mm-hmm.
Dan the man.
Yeah, I said the same specifically when she described him as greasy.
It's a little greasy, but...
I have to echo the same. I thought that it was cute and like Heidi calling her in the middle of the date to be like, if it's this, say this.
I
love you know,
that
was
really
so
cute.
Fun.
Yeah.
But another great episode from the Hills, you guys. Please tune back in next week to catch Liz recapping the next episode. Thank you so much for listening and watching with us this week on the Millennial TV Podcast. Please subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever streaming platform you're listening to us on. We'd love to hear your comments as you're watching along with us, so send us an email at millennialtv@gmail.com, follow us on Instagram at millennialtv, or subscribe to us on YouTube. We're really hoping to grow our channel there, and we're going to be having tons of videos this season, so follow us there. This has been Adrian, Candace, and Liz. Live your life with arms wide open. So come on, welcome us into your life. Bye!